Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 17th, 2023, through Friday, April 21st, 2023. Monday, April 17th, 2023. California woman pleads guilty to embezzling more than $1 million from her employer. Maya Hoa Ziong pleaded guilty to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and filing a false tax return after embezzling more than $1 million from her employer. According to the guilty plea and court documents, Mai Hong Ziong of Fresno, California, was employed as a financial manager for a Minneapolis-based property management company that provided financial services to homeowners associations throughout the Twin Cities metro area. Ziong's duties included bookkeeping, and as a manager, she had access to the victim association's financials, bank accounts, vendor and contractor payments, and bookkeeping systems. Between February 2015 and February 2022, Ziong devised and executed a fraud scheme to embezzle funds directly from the account to which she had access. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, April 18, 2023. Two former directors of Boston nonprofit indicted on additional fraud charges. Monica Cannon Grant and Clark Grant have been charged in a superseding indictment charging additional schemes to defraud the city of Boston out of COVID-19 relief funds and rental assistance money. Both Cannon Grant and Grant have been charged in a 27-count superseding indictment with 3 counts of wire fraud conspiracy, 17 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of conspiracy, and 1 count of making false statements to a mortgage lending business. According to the superseding indictment, the defendants allegedly conspired to use VIB, an anti-violence nonprofit, to defraud the Boston Resilience Fund, a charitable fund established by the city of Boston to provide aid to Boston residents during the COVID-19 pandemic. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, April 19, 2023. U.S. Attorney announces federal charges against 10 additional defendants in $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Minnesota announced federal criminal charges against 10 additional defendants for their alleged roles in the financial scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. As outlined in the charging documents, the defendants participated in a massive scheme to defraud the federal child nutrition program by obtaining, misappropriating, and laundering millions of dollars in program funds that were intended as reimbursements for the cost of serving meals to children. The defendants allegedly exploited changes in the program intended to ensure underserved children received adequate nutrition during the COVID-19 pandemic. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, April 20th, 2023. CEO of Titanium Blockchain sentenced for $21 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. Michael Allen Stollery was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison for his role in a cryptocurrency fraud scheme involving TBIS, Titanium Blockchain Infrastructure Services, Inc.'s initial coin offering that raised approximately $21 million from investors in the United States and overseas. According to the court documents, Stollery touted TBIS, a purported cryptocurrency investment platform, as a cryptocurrency investment opportunity, luring investors to purchase BARS, the cryptocurrency token or coin offered by TBIS's initial coin offering, through a series of sales and misleading statements. To entice investors, Stollery falsified aspects of TBIS's white papers, which purportedly offered investors and prospective investors an explanation of the cryptocurrency investment offering. including the purpose and technology behind the offering, how the offering was different from other cryptocurrency opportunities, and the prospects from the offering's profitability. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, April 21st, 2023. Foreign national sentenced for victimizing U.S. persons through cyber-enabled fraud schemes. Solomon Ekyunk Okpi, a Nigerian national, was sentenced to 4 years and 1 month in prison for his role in a cybercriminal group operating out of Nigeria and Malaysia and other places that executed complex financial fraud schemes using the internet. According to court documents between December 2011 and January 2017, Okpi of Lagos and his co-conspirators devised and executed business email compromise, work from home, check cashing, romance, and credit card scams that targeted unsuspecting individuals, banks, and businesses in the United States and elsewhere, and were intended to cause more than $1 million in losses to U.S. victims. To execute the scheme, Okpi and his co-conspirators launched email phishing attacks to steal victim login credentials and other sensitive information, hacked into victims' accounts, impersonated people, and assumed fake identities to defraud individuals, banks, and businesses, and trafficked, possessed, and used stolen credit cards in the furtherance of the scheme. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.